Speaking of Hollywood, they put the Departed on Netflix front page, and I put it on the other day, or last night, and I haven't seen it in forever. And I forget that movie starts off with a monologue by Jack Nicholson.
Just play the monologue.
Set to the Rolling Stones. Yeah, I guess I could just play the monologue. Let me pull it up.
So you don't have to say that word.
Well, I don't have to. Just shut up and don't ruin it. And not only do you interrupt me and say, just play the monologue.
I'm not ruining anything.
You just spoil the whole point.
I'm just saying, just play it.
God, I know what it is. I didn't know what he was getting at.
You're like a toddler that goes like, Aunt Marcia, are you ready for your surprise party? And you're like, what the fuck is your problem? And you're like, don't worry, I didn't tell her about the piano. And they're like, so you ruined the gift also.
I didn't tell her.
The surprise party is the monologue. The gift is the N-word.
First of all, when you're at a certain...
You ruined both of them.
When you're at a certain age, when you're at a certain age, the age of most of our listeners, which are in the 65 and older demographic, surprises aren't nice.
No, this is mostly Korea vets that listen to this podcast.
Surprises aren't
like,
nice.
I want to hear that guy that says gook.
Well, we have
their tickers can't take surprises. Mm. I don't want blood on our hands.
I want to listen to that anti-Korean high blood pressure podcast.
That would be cool if there's one real old guy that like.
No, we do. We have an exclusive contract with every nursing home in America. Mm-hmm. That's why our numbers are so high.
How about Clint Eatswood? We've done that on the show.
Yeah, we definitely have.
Yeah, yeah.
Clint Eatswood.
Clint Eatswood.
Mm-hmm. Come over here and let me suck your cock, you fucking spook.
Yeah, that's good.
Why don't you get over here and let me suck that cock? Let me suck that gook cock.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, the opening monologue from The Departed would seem better suited for Gran Torino because it's just Jack Nicholson set to the Rolling Stones, and he's like, Boston used to be different or whatever. Here, you know what? You're right. I should just play it.
Are you looking at porn?
I'm always looking at porn on my phone. I was trying to find the porn stars from that SDR Instagram post.
She's unbelievable.
Is she? Yeah.
The library lady that beat off?
Kendra Sunderland?
Yeah, not her.
Whew,
my own.
It's unfair that Ian got to hang out with her.
It's unbelievable.
Wait, she was on Gas Digital?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, we could get porn stars if we wanted to. It's just...
No, the porn stars are fucking terrible on a podcast. Yeah. I really don't understand.
She's got incredible titties.
She's unbelievable.
She's so hot.
I am truly familiar with her work.
I'm not impressed by any woman. I would never give a woman that kind
of time.
Well, they make for horrible like podcast guests for the most part. This is authorized from 20th Century Fox.
Fair use. Environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
Right, Jack.
Years ago, we had the church. That was only a way of saying we had each other.
Oh, yeah.
But now, I don't know. It's a funny thing. I put hate in your heart. The Knights of Columbus were real headbreakers, true guineas. They took over their piece of the city.
But then what happened?
20 years after an Irishman couldn't get a fucking job, we had the presidency. May rest in peace. That's what the niggas don't realize. I got one thing against the black chappies. It's this. No one gives a damn. You have to take it.
No badass, dude. Now there is not a single black person in the rest of the movie.
No,
that has nothing to do.
There's no
nothing. It's nothing to do with race relations.
There's Chinese people.
It's about police corruption.
Yeah,
that's what the movie is about.
There's Chinese people.
There's no black people
in The Departed.
And fucking Scorsese's like, okay, we're gonna open up. It's gonna be the Rolling Stones. Cue the Rolling Stones, and then boom, N-word. It just starts off with black people are lazy.
And then
it has nothing to do with the rest
of
the fucking
crime,
movie.
Even in crime, which is like, I mean, give him
it has
credit.
Nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we were.
Isn't Anthony Anderson in it? He's the one black guy in it.
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's a cop in it.
It's an allegory for how lazy Anthony Anderson is.
So that's the thing. He doesn't realize.
Really about Anthony
Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because people always point out that closing shot of the rat in front of the Capitol, which is like, come on.
I know.
But that opening monologue, I think we're the first to riff on that.
Yeah. Have you seen the Japanese one?
I mean, and by the first, I mean, I came up with it and then Adam's going to repeat it again in 2 weeks.
Did you guys know there's an N-word in the monologue at the beginning of the
movie? Yeah, I did.
Huh.
I did before Nick even said it.
The Japanese version of The Departed.
Was it called Infernal Affairs? I think The Departed is like based on
based on that.
Yeah.
Infernal is a
Yeah, I don't think
pun.
In the early days we had the church.
Say it, that was just a way.
That was just a way.
If you do it in an accent,
we had each other.
You can say it.
Unite your two greatest loves. Yeah.
The Knights of Columbus were real hairbusters. True guineas. 20 years after an Irishman cannot get a fucking job. We had the presidency.
Let's
may
just,
he rest in peace.
Let's just fucking
that's
redo
the thing
it.
That...
Who? No, go ahead. No,
I can't. I'm not Martin Scorsese. I'm not that much of an artist.
Yeah.
It's true.
Jack Nicholson, I bet, how was... Did he hold up
It's so
good?
Funny that art, like, the N-word kind of works the same way as nudity.
You have to, like, be... It can't be gratuitous.
You have to be hard to say it.
Yeah,
but that felt gratuitous.
Yeah. It did feel gratuitous.
But it was a an auteur was writing it into a script. I don't get... Scorsese is supposed to be... Or Tarantino is supposed to be the N-word guy.
He is the N-word guy.
Yeah. But, well, no, Scorsese... I mean, they do the same thing in Goodfellas.
But Scorsese writes a ton of N-words. Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, to set the scene in Boston, you do have to start with gratuitous racism that makes no sense and has no connection to the plot at all. What's more Boston than that? You know what I mean? Just an N-bomb for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess. Same way that what's more Italian
That's true.
Than that?
I guess Mystic River starts the same way.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Bacon just calling Lawrence Fishburne the N-word.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, we're partners. We're supposed to be partners.
Jack's
we're supposed
character.
To be partners with each other. Yeah.